a D group is a discipleship group. It's three or four men that get together and meet, or three or four women who get together and meet for an intense time of spiritual transformation. We have had a group in our church, a test pilot group, going for close to 6 months now. And at this time, we want to hear a progress report of how that group is going and how that group has radically impacted and changed a life. And so, Lee Radford, I'm going to ask you to come, brother, and speak to our church about the value and importance of a D group. Come on up.
Guys, first of all, I want to say thank you to Greg for allowing me to be up here with y'all, to talk to you and share with you. And, I had to leave work to come here, but there's no way I was going to miss this. Unfortunately, after I'm done, I'm going to have to leave. I'm going by and kiss my beautiful wife, and I have to head back to work. I'm a little nervous, so bear with me. I sent out a text yesterday telling my family to pray with me because I was nervous. Well, Connor, after realizing his dad's going to be speaking in front of the church, in front of people that he knows, he replied back that he was more nervous than any of us. So stick with me, Connor. We're going to get through this. First of all, how great is our God? How great is our God? We're in the Lord's house, so y'all got to be honest with each other, with yourselves. Whoever thought they would see Lee Radford on this side of the pew? How great's our God? The same God that loved my sweet mother-in-law, Donna Harbin. Same God that loves the greatest person, one of the greatest people I know, Meredith. The same God that loves those sweet kids, Job, Lane, Luke, Macy. That same God loves me, a sinner like me. Once again, how great's our God? And bringing people to God, bringing people to Christ, learning more about our Lord and Savior, that's what it's all about. That's what we're here to do, because our Lord and Savior is great. He sacrificed his son, and as much as I love y'all, I wouldn't sacrifice my son for any of you, and I think y'all wouldn't either. That's how great our God is. And bringing people to Christ isn't always going to be easy. It's going to be a fight. It's going to take endless texts and phone calls from your cousins, Natalie and Brad. It's going to take your father-in-law and your Aunt Patty. Having stern talkings to. It's going to take your sister-in-law coming to your house arguing with you. I think she squared up with me a couple times. Defending her God, our God, and not backing down. It's going to take your oldest son looking at you and saying, Dad, you're dumb for not believing in God. And kids, that's the only time it's all right to disrespect your parents, okay? If your parents don't believe in God, God's going to let you slide by if you tell them they're dumb. That's the only time. Connor, Kobe. And then you know what? Something's going to happen. You're going to see a broken down man walk down that aisle and interrupt a sermon, which I still apologize for. You're going to see a church get behind that guy, and he's going to give himself to the Lord. He's going to give himself to the Lord. And things will start changing, start snowballing. You're going to have the persistence and the love and the desire to bring people to God that's in Kenny Wiggins, a man that I consider family as much as anyone, to stay on you, to come into Sunday school, to come into church, and to join a small group, your D group. And things are really going to change. So what is D group? It's a It's a small group. It's another opportunity for us to worship our God. We're big churches where we come to sit and hear God's word through Pastor Greg, which you do a great job, by the way. Sunday school, it's like going to class, you know. We have a teacher. Little bit of discussion, you know. But then small groups and D groups, it's even a little bit more intimate. You can go further where you might not feel as comfortable as you would in a group of people to share stuff with other men. Stuff that you necessarily can't say in front of others. We're all human. We all make mistakes. And I realize that we, same mistakes and same temptations and troubles I have, other people have. And I've learned that through my D group, through my small group. And you get to learn how to deal with those problems. We have a saying in D group, what happens in D group stays in D group. What's said in D group stays in D group. And we get to learn, we share those problems, we learn through Scripture how to deal with those problems. I'm telling you, Dr. Phil and Oprah, they don't have anything on the Word of God. Nothing. They don't have nothing on good old Kenny. seriously, though. Small group and D group, they make you accountable. And once again, we've got to be honest. Sometimes we will not be accountable to God like we should. But if your friends and Uncle Jamie call you the night before, hey, you're going to be in small group, D group, you're going to be there. There's an accountability that your group holds you to. And that's working for God and leads you to God. In Matthew 18:20, we're going to read out of the NIV, which in my D group I learned there's two versions of the NIV. Thank you, Kenny. It says, "For where two or three gather in my name, there I am with them." You will never regret going to a D group. I promise you. In the history of man, you have never heard somebody leave Sunday. We say this a lot in our group. You've never heard, it'll never happen, that you'll never hear somebody regret going to church service or to Sunday school or leaving a Bible study. You might regret it when the alarm clock goes off, but you will not regret when you leave. When you get up and you attend, it's never happened in the history of man. You've never heard somebody say, "Man, I sure wish I wouldn't go to church today. Sure wish I wouldn't have went to Sunday school." You've never heard it, and you never will. There's universal truths. There's constants in this universe. 2 + 2 = 4. Water is wet. And learning about Jesus Christ and being filled with the Spirit of God is always enjoyable, and it is always great. You know what, Greg? We might give you the day off. I'm on a roll here. I'm on a roll. We're doing good. I'm just kidding. sorry about that. It's not just for adults either. It's for you young kids. Your parents will never deny you the opportunity to go to small Bible study. I promise you. Now, I want you to really go to Bible study. Connor, Kobe, Reed, Tate, Emma, Eliza. I mean, if you're going to Bible study, say it, and your parents will allow it. In today's world, you need all the friends and godly friends that you can get. And I have made friends with Uncle Jamie, my brother-in-law Josh, and good old Kenny. We're like the Avengers, you know. We're a group, and I can count on them. There's all kinds of little things. You know what, while I'm on it, as a Christian, it hit me this morning. A lot of times we turn non-believers off because we're always talking about stuff that we can't do as Christians. you know what? There's a lot of stuff we can do as Christians, and it's fun. That's what we need to focus on. We're not here to run people off. Let's bring them in. Remember how much fun you can have being a Christian. You can go to concerts and not drink and do drugs, and you can remember how much fun you had. You can play paintball with your cousins, get shot in your little plastic helmet stuff, and enjoy it. There's a lot of fun being a Christian, and then I'm learning that, and I enjoy it. You learn little things in D group that you can apply to your life just to make this world a little bit better. An example is my brother-in-law, Uncle Jamie and Kenny, they know a mutual gentleman. They was talking about how godly of a person he is and how much of a loving heart he has. And before he would leave any room, he'd turn around and say, "You all be good to one another." You know, that's great. How awesome is that? You all be good to one another. And I get to apply that to my life. So I'm going to leave you all with this. I urge you to join a small group, a D group. You will be rewarded. Tithe. Make sure you tithe real good today. Gotcha. I got you, brother. I had to say it. My small group, I love you knuckleheads. And I appreciate you. And I love each and every one of y'all from the bottom of my heart. And I appreciate what y'all have done for my family. Stand by me and not turn your backs on me when I turned my back on you all. I did. I turned my back on you and you just didn't do that to me. And I appreciate it, Chad Real. Thank you. Thank you very much. And finally, wow. Finally, y'all have a great day, and y'all be good to one another.